Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled, Did the Elephant Remember? I don't know where this story originally came from, as it arrived in my inbox from Andy, a friend of mine. However, it's a compelling story with a big lesson. So here goes. In 1986, Dan Harrison was on holiday in Kenya. And one day when he was hiking through the bush, he came across a young bull elephant standing with one leg raised in the air. The elephant seemed distressed, so Dan approached it very carefully. He got down on one knee and inspected the elephant's foot and found a large piece of wood deeply embedded in it. Carefully, Dan worked the wood out with his hunting knife, after which the elephant gingerly put down its foot. The elephant turned to face Dan, and with a rather curious look on its face, stared at him for several tense moments. Dan stood frozen, thinking of nothing else but being trampled. Eventually, the elephant trumpeted loudly, turned, and walked away. 20 years later, Dan was walking through the Chicago Zoo, and as he approached the elephant enclosure, one of the creatures turned and walked over to near where Dan was standing. The large bull elephant stared at Dan, lifted its front foot off the ground, and then put it down. The elephant did that several times, then trumpeted loudly, all the while staring at Dan. Remembering the encounter in 1986, Dan couldn't help wondering if this was the same elephant. So Dan summoned up his courage, climbed over the railing, and made his way into the enclosure. He walked right up to the elephant and stared back in wonder. The elephant trumpeted again, wrapped its trunk around one of Dan's legs, and slammed him against the railing, killing him instantly. Till next week, consider your assumptions carefully. David Gardner.